that's something brutal your therapist pointed out to you, but in the most professional way.
He told me that I have a victim mindset and that I need to stop learning about domestic violence and narcissistic abuse because it's keeping me stuck in the cycle. Because I keep thinking the more I learn, that one day I will just learn it all and I'll just wake up one day and I'll be healed.
Now, I know some people going to unfollow me after this, but oh well. When I had broken up with this guy who I assumed was a narcissist, I went on Facebook and joined this narcissistic survivor support.
Oh my goodness. It's women's favorite word nowadays. A narcissist. No, it's a man who doesn't feed into your narcissism and put up with your BS. That's y'all definition of a narcissist. A man who actually has confidence and knows his worth.
It had about 40,000 members. And when I tell you this was the most toxic group of individuals I'd ever encountered, they refused to take any ownership for anything that went on between them and another person. He cheated on me even though we weren't in a relationship. He's a narcissist. He broke up with me after I called him 100 times. He's a narcissist. He brought my daughter the same gift that I got her. He's a narcissist. She left me for another man. She's a narcissist. And anytime you tried to give them advice so they wouldn't put themselves in those situations again, they said that you were victim blaming.
Us thinking everyone is looking at us because we're so hot. Yeah, the filters and all that is gone.
Stop nagging your man. Immediately, stop. No excuses. Don't do it. If he wanted to do something, he would do it. You don't need to remind him. Men created all of society. Literally, the entire infrastructure of our society. That was all man. A woman couldn't even vote like 100 years ago. All men. They're really smart. You know the dumbest thing that women do? Think that men are dumb. Men are extremely smart.
The reason women think men are dumb is because men act dumb when it comes to an attractive woman. I mean, they are smart in every other, well, not all guys, but I'm saying generally speaking, men do have some type of common sense pretty much in every other area of life other than when a cute girl walk up. All that goes out the window. He's willing to do and say whatever she need him to do and say for him to get a whiff of it. So to the woman, it's like, these guys are dumb. I don't see what the hype is about. All I got to do is wear something tight and he's putty in my hands. Fellas, stop it. Just stop it.
They won't forget things. They'll do them. If they love you, they'll do them. Don't nag at them. Literally all nagging does is actually cause him to, like, you know, distance himself from you more, because literally all you're doing is complaining at him. That's all you're doing. You're just the complainer person.
Oh, you... No, hang on. Just realized.
What?
I don't want to talk to you anymore.
It's all for you!
You're not missing out on anything. Bunch of drunk nights, meaningless bedroom fun that just leaves women mentally and emotionally damaged. Probably fist fights at the club over nothing. See, this is why women should just stay off social media. It really poisons their mind.
I don't know about you girls, but I literally, like, I want to be a stay-at-home mom. I want to cook for my man. I want to clean for my man. I want to pick my kids up from school. I want to go to Pilates. Like, that is my main goal in life.
I feel like deep down inside, 90% of women want this. I mean, not for just any guy, but for a guy they truly respect. I think 90% of heterosexual women want this. They just don't say it out loud because it's not trendy, or they don't realize it yet, but they will at some point. Probably at 40 when they realize, wow, I'm really going to have to work till 70 just to stay afloat. I should have just became a stay-at-home wife at 21. What was all this even worth? Nobody even cares that I'm a strong, independent woman. It's not all it was cracked up to be. They'll realize it one day.
When you don't trust your man to go to the gym alone.
One thing you wish women understood better about men, what would that be?
They don't read minds. Like, men are not really good with visual cues or overall facial expressions, so you kind of have to speak up.
We want things, and we're not going to tell you what we want.
It's not funny. It's funny when you're young. It's not funny when your husband leaves you 10 years later because he's tired of your BS. It won't be funny then. And you can't afford the bills. It won't be so hilarious then. But look, I blame men for allowing women to get away with this. When men start going too easy on women as a whole, as a society, then nonsense like this becomes the norm and accepted.
Why would you do that?
Because for the sake of being complicated.
Why though? I mean,
don't try to figure out why. Just have enough self-esteem to just not deal with this B. See, you see what I'm saying? When you start trying to figure out this nonsense, that's when you get lost. And now she's running things. When a woman on this type of BS, just leave. Don't try to compromise with or try to understand a clown.
Why not use your words and just say what you want?
Well, I mean, sometimes we do, but then, like, we want you to guess. It's a game. Just, like, why do you guys like the chase?
Well, do you think guys do like the chase?
Absolutely.
Well, I mean, if guys found it frustrating, you know, would
women
would
find it frustrating?
Well, I'm just saying, what's the benefit in asking someone? I mean, a lot of women expect guys to kind of be mind readers.
Yes.
Don't you think it would be make things a lot easier for everybody?
Oh my gosh, yeah, 100%.
But I'm a dingbat, and I like drama and confusion. So why would I take the peaceful route? Women don't like peace, they like drama. And even women who genuinely do like peace, their anxiety and need to control things is going to cause drama anyway.
I mean, love isn't easy.
Because once you listen, I know we're a lot to handle, but if you listen to us, then everything will be fine.
No. That's when you become a simp and a punk and she start running all over you. Don't listen to him. I mean, listen to him within reason. But once she starts saying ridiculous stuff, then no, I'm not listening to you anymore. I know what you need. I'm going to be a strong man. I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to look out for you. And I'm going to make sure you live in a righteous life. I don't need any more pointers after that. Your goal in a relationship with a woman is not to make her happy. It's to lead her properly and do the things that are going to build your family and legacy in a positive way. I mean, if you could do, you know, a thing here or there that might make her happy, fine. But that shouldn't be the primary goal of the relationship.